The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Friday, July 7, 2023. Cuban Prime Minister Manuel Marrero Cruz speaking at the closing ceremony of the 39th Congress of the Federation of Organizing Entities of Congresses of Latin America stressed the importance of betting on tourism as a sector that generates the income the country needs to continue improving the living conditions of the people. Cuba is not alone, as the enemies of the revolution pretend, and this event is proof of that, said the head of government in Varadero Resort. In the presence of more than 330 professional organizers from 20 countries, Marrero commented that tourism in the largest of the NT is managed under complex conditions compared to other destinations in the region because of the sanctions of the U.S. government. However, the activity continues to develop with the efforts of all and innovation. According to the Prime Minister, Cuba has the potential to establish itself as a destination for event tourism, with 10 international airports, hotel facilities, with infrastructure and trained personnel, in addition to the nation's historical, patrimonial, and cultural values. About what happened during these days in Cuba's sun and beach destination par excellence, he highlighted the relevance of the exhibitions focused on success stories, new technologies, marketing, and sustainability in the activity of meetings and professional events. More than 50 economists and other experts on U.S. sanctions and foreign policy questioned Thursday the serious damage caused by the White House's unilateral coercive measures against Cuba and Venezuela, according to information dated in Washington. The group sent a letter addressed to New Jersey Senator Robert Menendez in response to one he recently sent to members of the U.S. House of Representatives. Dan Beaton, Director of International Communications of the Center for Economic and Policy Research, based in Washington, D.C., told Prensa Latina that Menendez belongs to a family of Cuban exiles, so he has always been very hard on U.S. policy towards Cuba and, in general, on right-wing policy towards Latin America. On May 10, Congresswoman Veronica Escobar sent a letter to President Joseph Biden, signed by 20 other representatives of the lower house, urging the president to lift sanctions on Cuba and Venezuela, in part because they contribute to emigration to that country. The letter received positive coverage in the Washington Post, Politico, The New Republic, and other media outlets. Meanwhile, Senator Menendez published a rejoinder opposing calls to reverse the sanctions against both countries, nor did he offer any evidence or cite any research to support his broad claims that the sanctions are not incentivizing migration to the United States. Deputies from Santa Clara Municipality, including President Miguel Díaz-Canel, arrived at Los Pinos Recreational Gastronomic Complex to check the current performance of the facility and the proposals for summer 2023. Among the center's offices, which have great acceptance by the population, are the swimming pool area with barbecue and bar, the international restaurant, as well as the Casa Fiesta, where activities are held for various audiences, said Miguel Amores Perez, director of the entity. He added that the institution's prices are affordable for people compared to other state and private sector facilities. The tour continued at the Consejo Popular Hospital, Chambery, to check the investment in the collection of residuals on Colon Street, and then they visited the textile production company, Confecciones Francisco S.R.L. Hero of the Republic of Cuba, René González, called on the forces of the world left to participate in the People's Summit to be held in Brussels on July 17 and 18. The meeting represents an alternative to the meeting of the heads of state of the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, CELAC, and the European Union that will simultaneously take place in the Belgian capital, explained the activist, one of the five Cubans unjustly imprisoned in the United States in September 1998. He argued that the CELAC European Union summit has multiple implications for the relations between Europe and Latin America, and that it is taking place in a context of a cracking of the planetary hegemony of U.S. imperialism. In this sense, he invited personalities, organizations, groups of solidarity with diverse social causes and against imperialist policies to be present in the Belgian capital to agree on actions to reduce the enormous gaps between the countries of the so-called First World and the Latin American and Caribbean nations. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel wished his Portuguese counterpart, Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa, good health. A note released by Cuban ACN outlet noted that according to local media, the Portuguese president suffered an indisposition while visiting a university in Costa da Caparica. Rebelo de Sousa was taken to a hospital in Santa Cruz in Oeiras, a municipality adjacent to Lisbon, the capital, where he underwent medical tests. Fernando Fructuoso de Melo, head of the president's civil house, explained to the press that the president quickly regained consciousness. Rebelo de Sousa has been president of Portugal since 2016 and is currently in his second term in office. And in the international agenda, we have that Peru's Attorney General Daniel Soria requested the judiciary to seize the movable and immovable assets of former President Pedro Castillo, who is currently serving a double pretrial detention in the Barbadillo prison located in the province of Lima. The order was also issued against the former Prime Minister of his cabinet, Aníbal Torres, and corresponds to the process that follows them for the alleged crime of rebellion in the attempt of Castillo to dissolve the Congress and establish a government of exception on December 7. The Attorney General also specified that the respective consultation of the real and personal property of both investigated persons was made in the National Superintendence of Public Registries, and the list was sent to the judicial power so that the requested precautionary measures are declared founded. Accordingly, the Attorney General's office requested, in the case of the former president, the seizure of three real estate properties in the Department of Cajamarca, as well as a house in Tacabamba in the north of Peru. Regarding Aníbal Torres, the seizure of eight real estate properties in his name is requested, such as those located in a building in Los Eucaliptos Street in the Lima district of San Isidro and others in the Cercado de Lima, as well as the Jeep vehicle. For the alleged crime of rebellion, former ministers Betsy Chavez, Willy Huerta, and Roberto Sanchez are also being investigated in the process. Meanwhile, the president of Colombia, Gustavo Petro, signed a decree declaring the suspension of offensive operations against the National Liberation Army Group, ELN. The ELN Central Command, for its part, issued a statement in which it announced that it ordered its members to cease all offensive military activities and intelligence against the military and police forces, also from the first minute of this Thursday. This suspension begins almost a month before a bilateral ceasefire that will be in effect from August 3 to January 29, 2024. The order to cease operations is in compliance with the most recent agreement signed in Havana, Cuba, during the third cycle of the negotiation tables between the government and the ELN. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.